It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for a Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're gonna sell it, we're gonna tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, welcome to Swap Shop. And we will try to do that for you if you care to do that. We've got an opportunity now to put on the air an item that you're trying to get rid of, or up to like three or four items that you're trying to get rid of. And all we ask is that you call in 740-383-9944. Let me give you that one more time. I'll give it to you several times during this hour. 740-383-9944. And tell us what you have to sell. You could have screen windows if you're trying to get rid of some of the old screen windows that you had. I know my wife would like to get rid of ours. But let's say you want to get rid of an old bicycle. We would be more than happy to sell your bicycle on this. Give us a call. Tell us what you have. Leave your phone number so people can contact you to find out where to come and get it. And we'll be more than happy to do that. Now, if you have garden or garage sale or an event that your church is putting on, something like that, you can give us a call and tell us when and where and what you're going to be getting rid of, and definitely give us the location and we'll put that on the air, and maybe we'll drive some business your way, you can leave a phone number for that sort of information as well, and we'll put it on the air, and hopefully we can get rid of some stuff for you. We haven't been real successful the last couple of weeks, but that's all right. We're getting to the season where things are getting a little chilly, so people don't have stuff out and it's a little harder to sell. But if we've got something, give us a call. If you don't, listen in. We're going to be doing lots of different quotes. One of the things that I really enjoy throughout my life is collecting quotes, and I have a bunch of quotes here that I will read to you. Kind of how I developed my own philosophy is through other people's intelligent words as opposed to my not-so-intelligent words, and that's how I guess I've created my life, and I'll go through that with you. Again, 740-383-9944 if you have something that you want to sell on Swap Shop, or if you want to announce an event. I do get people that send us stuff so that I will do it on the air for them, because they're shy. And so I will read those to you. One of the things that we have sitting here that I have mentioned for the last couple of weeks is tonight WWGH Radio is going to have Candidates Night 2021. And that's going to start at 7:10 and run till 9 o'clock. The broadcast will be live right here on WWGH, and you can listen in. And if you're outside of our listening area and you still want to listen in, you can go to our TuneIn app, or you can go to our website and scroll down and click on Listen Online. And you can listen to us anywhere in the world, actually. I'm not sure why people would want to listen to our candidates in Timbuktu, Africa, but you never know. Some of our stuff is kind of interesting. the way it's going to work is we're going to have a kind of a debate format, and it's going to be for the we're going to have several city council members and the people running for treasurer, and those are the candidates that we're going to have here. As you know, the League of Women Voters has decided to cancel theirs because of the COVID thing, and we're kind of braving it. We'll all be wearing masks, or at least I will. My wife won't let me leave the house if I'm not wearing one. So it'll be moderated by Scott Spears, and he will also, they will feature the Marion Stars. Mitch Hooper will also be helping Scott moderate this. And you will be able to call in and submit a question. You call in to that same number I've given you. It's if you want to call in now or if you want to call in for the candidates night, 740-383-9944. It'll start. You can start calling in as early as 7 o'clock and leave messages. We'll have somebody on the phone that will take your question and hand it over, and they will be asked that question. Either Scott or Mitch will ask them the question that you've called in. Also involved in tonight's questioning will be Angie Evers, Sean Kraft, Terry Tackett, Linda Sims, and yours truly. I'm going to be one of the questioning people. You know, that's kind of a hard job to figure out all the questions you want to ask. Okay, we have another thing here. This is, I guess this is the last thing that was sent in recently. This is November Thanksgiving dinner, neighborhood supper. They're going to have a drive-through at St. Paul's Lutheran Church down in Waldo, Ohio. That's at 135 West Main Street in Waldo. They're going to have that on Tuesday, November 23rd, a couple days before Thanksgiving, but it'll still taste good, right? You can go down there between 4:30 and 6:30, you can drive by, and they will have the drive-through supper available for you. They're going to have turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy and stuffing and veggies and rolls and pumpkin dessert and even bottled water. So it'll be everything you ever needed for a good Thanksgiving meal, and we hope you enjoy that. And thanks a lot to the people at St. Paul's Lutheran Church down in Waldo. They're doing a nice job for us. Not for us, for you. All right. You're listening to Swap Shop. If you have something to sell or trade, you want to mention an event, give us a call, 740-383-9944. And I'm going to go over here to my list of all the my favorite quotes. Well, not all of these are my favorite quotes. Some of them are my favorite quotes, and others are other people's favorite quotes. But I have them here so that maybe they'll inspire you. I don't know. This is one from Nelson Mandela. You remember Nelson Mandela, right? The gentleman from South Africa that was imprisoned for so long, was quite an advocate of freedom. The greatest glory in living lies not in never falling, but in rising every time that we fall. If they knock you down, you got to get right back up. And that's a Nelson Mandela quote, the way I read it. But good advice for life, right? You can't stay down. If you stay down, you're just going to wither away as far as Nelson Mandela, and as far as I'm concerned, you need to stand up. I don't think you have to stand up and punch the person in the nose that pushed you down, but you can certainly stand up and be strong and responsive. The way to get started is to quit talking about doing, right? The way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing. I've often said that when I had students. It didn't do us any good to talk about what a good product we were going to provide for our athletic news media. We had to do it. I used to build the publications around different sports. Every sport at OU or at DePaul University when I was there, each sport had its own publication, and some of the publications were very, very long. I think my longest publication was about 90 pages long, and that was for men's basketball at OU. I think my men's basketball publication at DePaul, even though DePaul went way farther to the, they went to the Final Four while I was there, but the one at DePaul was a little thinner. We lived by the creed of not spending a whole lot of money because it was a Catholic school. They didn't have a whole lot of money, but the thing to do, sometimes when you look at a project like that, the one I did at OU that was 90 or 100 pages long, I looked at the project. We started probably 3-4 months ahead of time, but you look at the project and you go, oh my gosh, that's a lot of work. But you, if you take that first step, you'll get moving. The second step's a little easier. The third step, you're actually picking up speed, and then you're off and running, right? So take the first step. Do something. Don't just sit around and talk about it. I can't tell you how many people I've heard being in politics like I was. I ran for office a couple of times. I can't tell you how many people I listen to that say, this ought to be done, or that ought to be done, or the politicians are all crooks, or you know, they say bad stuff about politics, and when I say to them, well, then be one. Don't talk about it. Do it. Most of them just look at me like I'm crazy. Nobody wants to be a politician. Nobody. Well, then don't talk about it. If you can't talk about, if you can't do it, don't talk about it, right? That's kind of been my philosophy in life. Much to my wife's chagrin, as you probably can imagine. Because anytime I see a project that nobody else is doing, I jump in into it. Well, not anytime. Especially as I get older, I'm a little bit less available to do all that stuff. It always seemed to me that if you're going to complain, you ought to do something. Yeah. So don't talk about it. Do it. Right? If life were predictable, it would cease to be life and be without flavor. That's, I bet you won't guess who made that quote. Let me read it again. If life were predictable, it would cease to be life and be without flavor. Now, I don't think you'll guess who did that. It was Eleanor Roosevelt. That just doesn't sound to me like Eleanor Roosevelt. She apparently enjoyed her life. She had nothing but work to do. I mean, she was constantly involved. She was involved verbally. She was involved physically. And her husband was obviously involved in everything as president. So she liked the act of doing and not knowing what was coming up. If life were predictable, it would cease to be life and be without flavor. Eleanor Roosevelt. I love that that quote. If you look at what you have in life, you'll always have more. If you look at what you don't have in life, you'll never have enough. That was Oprah Winfrey. Excuse me, I had to cough a little bit. So occasionally you will hear nothing for 2 seconds. Well, that's me coughing because I'm getting kind of verklempt in here. We must have some dust blowing throughout the system, kind of messing me up. But isn't that an interesting quote from Oprah Winfrey? If you look at what you have in life, you'll always have more. If you look at what you don't have in life, you'll never have enough. Now, if I was going to say that, I would have chopped off that first sentence. If you look at what you have in life, you'll always have more. I'm not sure that's always true. You know, it's like the people that say, if you want to, you can always do it. I'm not sure that's true. There are people in this world that can't get done what they've tried hard to do. It kind of depends on the situation and your opportunities around you. There are people that can't get stuff done because of, you know, their abilities, because of their color, because of their sex, because of their location. Now, I would never tell anybody to use any of those things as an excuse not to get something done, but those are things that do stand in the way of getting a lot of things done. Maybe you disagree with me. That's fine. You're welcome to call in and disagree. Okay, you're listening to Swap Shop, and it seems like we're going to have a third week of no calls, but that's okay. If you do have something you want to sell, trade, announce, give us a call, 740-383-9944. I'll read back the things that have been sent in to us. This one is one that's been here for a couple of weeks. We're going to have Candidates Night 2021 tonight here on WWGH, and tune in from 7:10 to 9 p.m. and we're going to be broadcasting debate format, and it's going to be for city council members and also for treasurers, the people that are seeking to be treasurer. We're going to talk to them. Scott Spears is going to be our moderator, along with the Marion Stars, Mitch Hooper. But you will be able to ask questions as well, just by calling into the station, 740-383-9944. You call in starting at 11 or 7 o'clock. We will have an operator on hand, and the operator will take your question and pass it on to staff, and somebody will ask the question of the members of the the candidates. Angie Evers, Sean Kraft, Terry Tackett, Linda Sims, and myself, we will all be asking some questions as well. Okay, our other announcement, there's a neighborhood supper. It's a drive-through supper. Don't plan on sitting down and shooting the bull, because it's a drive-through. Tuesday, November 23rd, 2021. That's this year. from 7 or from 4:30 to 6:30, it's going to be a Thanksgiving dinner supplied by St. Paul's Lutheran Church down in Waldo at 135 West Main Street in Waldo. They're going to have turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, the whole nine yards for a good Thanksgiving dinner. Everybody is welcome. Come on down and get fed, and they will put it in your car for you, and you can drive home, and you'll have your dinner. That sounds like a good idea, right? Okay, those are some of the things that are going on in the area. I also had the Tallgrass Trail stuff. The most current thing that's starting at 4 p.m., let's see, where is it going to be? At the Tallgrass Trail. They're at the trailhead, the little house at the trailhead. They're going to have a terrific turkey program on the 11th of November. It'll start at 4 p.m. It says, come learn about this special bird and what we celebrate this time of the year. Well, James Anderson was here on the air with me today and said, it could have been the national bird, the bird of the nation instead of the eagle. So you can ask him about that. Kind of an interesting story. He's told me the story, so I'll let you ask him. Okay, back to our quotes. If you set your goals ridiculously high and it's a failure, you will fail above everyone else's successes. That's kind of depressing. That was said by James Cameron. It's kind of an interesting point, though. If you do set your goals way too high, you will fail above everyone else's success. So don't set it so high. I was in business and athletics for a long time, and I can't tell you how many times I heard people say, you have to set your goals high. And yeah, I guess it's not a bad idea to set your goals high, but sometimes you set them too high. They need to be attainable, right? And sometimes they're not attainable, and if they're not attainable, all that does to you is depress you and think you're a failure. So I was a little moderate on my goals. All three of my children have set very high goals, and there have been times where I've had to counsel them to rock back a touch, kick up your feet, and enjoy life. We only live it once. Then that's been my philosophy. You only live life once, so kick back a little bit. Not all the time. Don't be a lazy nothing, good for nothing, right? Do what you have to do, and have good ambition, and do set some goals. But setting a goal one of my first goals when my mother asked me when I was probably 12, 13 years old, what did I want to be in life? And I said, seriously, I wasn't kidding, I want to be president of the United States. Now, there are people, probably Barack Obama would tell you, it's attainable. And yeah, it's attainable. It may not be realistically attainable, especially if you have limited resources. Like, let's say you don't have 150 IQ, in my case, you don't know how to raise money. Anyway, you should be careful of setting goals that are attainable. I've always found that if I set small goals before the big goal, that helps me get to that big goal. Let's go back to the example I made before. We had to do all these publications about different sports, and my football and basketball media guides were always the biggest ones, and some of them would get over 100 pages long. And when I would think about it, I would say, oh my goodness, I've got that to do. You know, 4 months out, I would panic a little bit, have a hard night sleeping, or a hard sleeping night. But what I would do is, okay, I got to get the pictures. So I would set up a photo day to take the pictures of all the athletes. Once I had that done, then I could put those into, in the later part of my career, I could put those into the computer and get them formatted and that sort of thing. And then I've got a step. I'm going in the right direction. Then I have to write a little story about each one of my athletes. So I would set up a day where I would sit down with each one of the athletes. I'd call the coach and say, hey, I need 10 minutes with each one of your athletes on Friday, and he'd arrange the time, and we'd get those done. Once I had the information, it was easy enough to write a little story about each one of them. And I had stuff from the previous year, so I'd just add that. Okay, now I've got a good start to this. And I had a lot of records that I could pull together, and I would go out and I'd find all the records that I had done from the previous year, see which ones still applied. I'd shove those in. Well, now I've got half the book done. So that, you know, if you can find little goals early to precede that big goal at the end, you'd be surprised. And sometimes, I hate to admit it, sometimes that goal was not reached on time. So you got to forgive yourself for minor mistakes. Now, if it disrupts the entire program, that's a difference. And we did have one or two times like that where the entire program kind of got disrupted because we didn't have something done in time. But you, again, have to forget, give yourself. You have. I had one employee, he's a great friend of mine, who I had to forgive because he didn't get something done on time, and it fell on me, and it worked out okay. We are still best of friends, and I'm really glad I know this gentleman. And but anyway, you have to plan ahead. You have to do little goals before the giant goal. Now, if I was going to try to become president of the United States, probably the first thing I would do is start to read about other presidents to find out. And that's kind of an enjoyable task, right? Find out what other presidents did. Then I'd have to start learning about, if I wanted to be president of the United States, what things were critical to the people of the United States. That's a little goal. You're not the president yet. You're just learning about it. That's the type of thing I'm talking about, all right? All right. Life is what's happening when you're busy making other plans. I always love the words of John Lennon. Life is what's happening when you're busy making other plans. One of my favorite songs of all times is Imagine by John Lennon. And he really has a way of thinking, or had a way of thinking, and did seem to know where he was going in life, a little bit on the avant-garde side, a little bit on the hippie side, wild side, liberal side, which is where I am. But I love the words that he said, and I'm sad that we lost him so early in his life. Again, you're listening to Swap Shop. We do have an event tonight that I'm supposed to announce, Candidates Night 2021. Join us here on the radio station at 7:10. It'll go from 7:10 to 9. We're going to be interviewing candidates for City Council and Treasurer's Office, and we will be moderated by Scott Spears of our station and Mitch Hooper of the Star, and hopefully you will learn something from that. Hey, we have a phone call. Let's go to our phones. Hi, you're on the air.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt your quotes there, but I wanted to give you one.
Okay, yeah, I love quotes.
This is from William McKinley, and I think I mentioned before, William McKinley and I share a grandfather, so it's a connection family-wise.
Cool.
But William McKinley was a very thoughtful and a very honest man, and served this country well at a time when we needed him the most. So my favorite quotes of him is this: "Nothing in the world is worth so much, will last so long, and serve its possessor so well as good character."
Yes. Boy, isn't that true?
It is true.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, getting through this world today, or even back in the late 1800s when he was serving the public, good character really went a long way.
You know, when I was a kid, I remember people saying, nobody is honest anymore. Nobody has good character anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're saying it again, and it's doubled in spades.
Yeah, it's a whole different ballgame
these
days.
It is, yeah.
I'm listening. I'm enjoying the quotes, Glenn.
Well, good. Thanks a lot for listening, Fred.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Fred and James and I are going to get together next time, maybe, if James can work it out, and we're going to talk about stuff from southeastern Ohio, which is great stuff, you know, the flora, the fauna, the history. We'll have that'll be a great show. I'm looking forward to that. I didn't realize that William McKinley said that. That was a good quote from William McKinley. Thanks a lot, Fred, for calling in. If you want to call in, if you have anything you're trying to sell, call me at 740-383-9944. Anyway, I was telling about the things that were going on that have been sent in to us. Don't forget that neighborhood supper, Thanksgiving dinner. dinner on Tuesday, November 23rd, from 4:30 to 6:30. You drive by and pick it up down at St. Paul's Lutheran Church at 135 West Main Street in Waldo. They will have an entire Thanksgiving meal ready and packed up so you can take it home. Okay, sounds like a good idea. Thanks a lot down there at the church for thinking about people on Thanksgiving, and we should all thank them for that, by the way. Spread love everywhere you go. Let no one ever come to you without leaving happiness, or without leaving happier. We have another phone call. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I have something to give away, not sell, but
I love giveaways, yeah.
It's an older wheelchair that was my brother's, and he's no longer with us, and it's in the garage. It needs to be let out so someone else can use it who might need it.
Great. Great, that's a good idea. Now, what's the phone number where people can reach you?
Sure, it is 740.
Of course.
225. 3994.
3994. And do you have a price on it, or are you just going to give it away?
No, anyone who needs it is welcome to it.
Okay, let me read this back to you. You're going to give away a wheelchair. Now, is it a big wheelchair, a little wheelchair, is it adult size? You're going to give away a wheelchair. All you have to do is call 740-225-3994 and pick up your wheelchair, right?
There you go.
Okay, well, maybe we can get rid of that for you. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye. All right, what a great deal. you can't beat the deal. But also, that's a good thing. There are a lot of people, I'm sure, in this city that can use a wheelchair and maybe need a new one. Maybe the wheel's starting to fall off of their old one, and he's going to give away a wheelchair. Just give it away. So if you can use it, give him a call, 740-225-3994. People are good-hearted. You know, I keep telling my friends who say, oh, everything's falling apart, there are good-hearted people in this world. Matter of fact, I would venture to say the majority of people are good-hearted in this world. And when I say good-hearted, I mean they have empathy, they have concern for others, that type of thing. And we have a lot of them like that. So give that gentleman a call if you need a wheelchair, 740-225-3994. All right? Or if you know somebody that needs one, give them a call and make sure you save that phone number and give it to them, and you can help a friend out. Oh, we got another phone call. Let's go back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Dan. I just wanted to tell you about when you got Jim Anderson on. He's really interesting, isn't he?
Well, thank you. Yes, he is.
I like that show. I like listening to him talk about everything, animals and stuff, and people, so much knowledge, you know?
He has a huge amount of knowledge, and he's a young man. Guess he's not much more than 30, if he's 30.
And, you know, also, I called him a month ago, so we had a yard sale down here on the corner of Bennett and Clinton.
Yeah.
I mean, Bennett and Clinton, yeah.
Yeah,
well, you know, it went well. We had two of them.
Good.
And we're going to have another one in a couple weeks if the weather holds.
Okay.
But anyway, you know, I ended up selling one tractor.
Ooh, you did get rid of one of those. I remember you had a tractor. Yeah.
And I sold a little car lot I had.
Uh-huh.
And I sold a van I had. I know you don't like automobiles on that one.
Yeah, when
I said it.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it. You know,
I wasn't
trying to push anything.
No, that's fine.
Anyway, we're going to have one, I think, in about 2 weeks around the 1st of November, the first Saturday in November. I'll say it that way.
Okay.
As it stands right now.
Okay. And that's
somebody else wants to come down, set up, then give me a call. You know, I think you know who this is.
Yeah.
Really? Well, anyway. I like that Anderson, listen to him, because he just ain't all smoke. knows what he's doing.
He does know a lot, doesn't he? He's amazing.
Yeah. Now, I'm amazed.
Now, your yard sale is going to be at the corner of Clinton and Benton, isn't that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got a big lot down there, okay. A big one.
Yeah, I like the idea that you open it up for other people to bring stuff. You know, if somebody has two or three items, they don't want to have a whole garage sale for themselves. Maybe they can run over to yours, your place.
Bring it down, put a tape on it, tell me what they want. I'll put it in the book.
Yeah.
If I collect the money, I'll take what they want for or what they'll take.
Okay.
And they can get the money. You know what I mean?
Excellent, excellent. Yeah.
And, anyway, I got one more tractor, but I think I've got it sold. We had two, you know.
I remember
and
that.
And a gentleman wants it, but he wanted to hear it start. Well, I didn't have a battery, so I went and bought a battery.
Okay.
And I'm going to get that running to show him, you know. And I don't blame the guy. I don't blame you at all, because you want to hear stuff.
Sure.
You know.
Yep.
But like I tell people, I'm easy to find, and I'm not going to lie with anybody. I'm easy to find. I don't want somebody coming back and say, I did this or that. No, I did not.
Yeah.
I tell it like it is. I don't care.
I wish we had more people that were that way.
And if you don't want it, don't buy it, because I'm not going to lie to sell something. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
I
just like you, Glenn, if we have this, you said you had a couple things. So you got a couple things.
Yeah, I do have some things.
Come in. I'll sell for you.
Well, I'll think about it. My wife is not real thrilled at having me run out of the house until we get past the COVID thing. But, you know, that's just us.
I've had my third shot,
so I should be okay.
Well, I got an eye operated on.
Yeah.
And there's not too much I can do right now. I'm not supposed to lift, not supposed to bend over and just, you know.
I can't do that.
Anyway, that show is interesting. I hope you keep him on there as long as you can.
We'll keep him on as long as we can, yep. Absolutely.
And I like listening to you guys.
Okay, thanks.
I know we disagree on some things,
but that's fine.
I still like talking to you.
I like people to disagree with me. It just proves that I'm still alive.
Yeah, I don't want a yes man.
No, I don't either. Never did.
Okay.
Thanks
okay,
a lot.
Friend.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. What a nice man to call in and tell us that. He had that garage sale it's not really a garage sale. He's got an open lot, and he had it a couple weeks ago. Apparently, it was successful for him, and he has it at the corner of Clinton and Benton, and he's going to try to have it around the first Saturday around the beginning of November. So that'll be coming up here pretty soon, and maybe you can stop by and take some of your stuff to him, and he will sell it for you. I like that. It takes all the work out of the effort. Here's another interesting, and we're down to our last few minutes, so I'll only have one or two more quotes here, but this one is kind of interesting. It's Franklin Delano Roosevelt said, "When you reach the end of your rope, tie a knot in it and hang on." Kind of humorous. I always like that, because some people, you know, I don't know about you. When I go up to, we went to the Grand Canyon, and I was always afraid to go up to the edge and look over, because I'm always thinking to myself, I'm going to throw myself off. I know I won't, or at least I hope I won't, but I think that. Well, that's kind of this thing with tying a knot in the end. Make sure that when you reach the end of your rope, you tie a knot in it so you don't throw yourself off, right? You're too important to people around you to let yourself go like that. This one's from Margaret Mead. Always remember that you are absolutely unique, just like everyone else. We're all unique. We don't have the same thumbprints, and we don't have the same human prints. We're all completely unique. Now, there are similarities between lots of us, but no two people are identical. I'll guarantee you that. Even identical twins. I have twins, a set of twins in my family. Now, they aren't identical, but even amongst identical twins, there's differences. Moms can always tell the difference. Moms and dads can always tell which one's Jason and which one's Joseph. You know, my two are called Gabe, and Oh, my goodness. I'm having, Zachary, having a mental block there because Zachary's middle name is Glenn. So, but I will not say I like him better than Gabe. I like them both identical. All right. One last quote for you. This one, another one from Eleanor Roosevelt, who I absolutely adore. Well, I don't adore her, but I really respect her. The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. That's something I've never thought that I couldn't do something. Now, I know intellectually that there are things I can't do or that I shouldn't do. But I've always dreamed that I could do just about everything. Even, like I told you, even when I was a little guy and thought I could be president of the United States. Dreams are there to stimulate you. They're there to help you move ahead. And if you don't have any dreams, it's got to be a terrible life, right? I just can't imagine not having some dreams that are bigger than life, even. This one is from Anne Frank. Whoever is happy will make others happy too. And that is probably something that I've lived by, and I hope I can stay with that. I'm always trying to be happy. Not silly, not stupid happy, but I mean comfortable. Happy that I'm alive, happy that people are around me, happy for my little puppy dog, happy for my house. There are a lot of people that don't have little puppy dogs. There are a lot of people that don't have houses. So I think to myself, aren't I lucky? And I try to stay happy. Well, I hope you had a good day today, and I hope you join us tonight for Candidates Night. You've been listening to Swap Shop.
You're listening to WWDH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for